to the random person in Costa Rica who listened to like 15 of our episodes, thank you. We love you. Also, Russia is back into our regular listenership. Glad to have Russia. Of course, Australia. Thank you, Australia.
Yep. Our download numbers are like rising a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that there's regular listeners, mm-hmm. which is awesome.
The more episodes you have, obviously, the more different topics can attract different listeners.
Yeah.
But also, the more chance there is at developing a listener, somebody who wants to keep coming back and listening. I'm Jordan.
I am Tim. And this is Failures, Flops, and Fiascos. So tonight, Jordan, I'm going to start off by asking you a question.
Do it.
Have you ever been in a riot?
Nothing even remotely close to a riot.
Okay. How about have you ever been arrested?
Oh, no.
What do Guns N' Roses, we've talked about them, the Rolling Stones, the Doors, Led Zeppelin, Elvis Costello, Black Sabbath, The Grateful Dead, and Metallica all have in common? Any ideas?
They are technically classified as metal?
No. Not all of them. They have all had concerts and in riots, including The Grateful Dead.
Okay.
Who is known for hippie love. We're not going to talk about that genre of music tonight. We're going to talk about a specific genre. Can you think of maybe one that would incite more riots than others?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Country. Rap could.
Okay.
But also, like, I don't know. Like, there are some concerts that if I had to go to, I would start a riot. What's that? Carly Rae Jepsen. If I had to go to a Carly Rae Jepsen riot, I would incite a riot.
All right. Well, you didn't mention the genre we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Punk rock music.
Okay, I could see that.
What's your opinion of punk?
Punk as in Blink-182?
Okay. I consider Blink-182 as more of a pop punk.
Okay.
The Ramones, Sex Pistols. Give a little definition of punk rock music. So it emerged in the mid-70s, before both of us were born. It had roots in the United States and also the United Kingdom. And it's often associated with bands like the Ramones, the Sex Pistols, The Clash, who were very influential in shaping the punk rock sound and culture with what we know.
Okay.
Now, punk rock is characterized by fast tempos, short and often raw songs, stripped down instrumentation. It's known for its rebellious attitude, anti-establishment lyrics, and energetic live performances.
Sign me up.
We're not going to talk about political part of it because that's just not what we do here, but a lot of it involves the punks have their message and like their anti-establishment. But punks often embrace a non-conformist style and challenged mainstream norms and authority through their music and fashion choices.
Yep.
We're gonna talk about four different mishaps.
Okay, I'm in.
And the last one has a little bit of a twist surprise.
Okay.
When you think of punk rock music or punk rock shows, what doesn't quite mix with that atmosphere?
Christian music.
Okay. That's true.
Parents.
Okay.
That are you talking about like another genre that doesn't mix with this?
I'm thinking a group of authorities.
Oh, the police.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go back to November 17th, 1984.
Okay. 1984, that was the year the Mac came out.
1984 was a good year, actually.
It was. It was a good year.
The year of the Olympics.
This where this whole podcast started.
That's right. The Hollywood Palladium.
The what?
Hollywood Palladium.
Okay.
The Ramones, who are considered one of the pioneers of U.S. punk from New York, and Black Flag. Have you heard of Black Flag?
No.
They were a quote-unquote hardcore punk band from Hermosa Beach, California. Well, they were playing a show together at the Palladium, which was a very popular venue on Sunset Strip.
Okay.
Very popular artists had played there. Frank Sinatra. People that perform, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
So, you know, you have punk rock, which at the time was not a very welcomed...
I could see where this is going.
Yeah.
So all these considered like proper...
Yes.
Bands.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And artists played there.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, punk rock is coming in.
Yep.
It's almost like it defiles the stadium or Palladium or whatever it's called.
Yeah, you could say that. So although the show was intense, both lineups being very popular among the punk crowd, the songs being played one after another without much of slowing down, seemingly more intense one after another, the show inside the venue went off without much of a hitch.
Okay.
Back then, they called it like pogo dancing, where you jump up and down and kind of run into... No, it's true. Okay. You kind of run into each other, or slam dancing, which eventually became moshing, mosh pitting.
Okay, gotcha.
So there was enough of that, but that's kind of just what you do at punk shows.
Sure. I mean, that sounds like you would close your rings.
Yeah.
If you went to a punk concert in the mid-80s.
Yeah. So there was no real injuries inside the show, and it went off without much of a fiasco.
Okay.
Until everyone was leaving. The young punk crowd was leaving that night, and they were met by riot police everywhere. Already? Everywhere.
Like, and without any kind of...
Without any context to it.
The riot police just showed up assuming there'd be a riot?
That was part of it. So they were all down the Sunset Strip.
Okay.
According to one fan, they had been trying to shut down the show all evening because they expected the crowd to cause trouble and be unruly, and they didn't want that kind of trouble in the area.
This is like reverse psychology.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Issue going on here.
Do you know who Henry Rollins is? He was the lead singer of Black Flag at the time. Pretty popular. He's spoken word singer. Very intense guy. He's pretty amazing. I love Henry Rollins. He was the singer of Black Flag at the time, and he later accused the LAPD of always having it out with Black Flag.
Okay.
So basically, they have Black Flag is, they have stuff to say about anti-everything. I want to stress that, like, I don't condone any of the actions on either side here, but it's just... These were fiascos.
Yeah, so. And that's what we talk about.
That's right.
Yeah, makes sense.
He felt like they always had it out for Black Flag, so they were there to stop them. Bottles were thrown.
Obviously.
Kids were beaten. Windows all along the Sunset Strip broken out.
By the concertgoers.
Concertgoers, police, riots.
I'm going to keep quiet till the end.
That's my first example. First fiasco.
Okay.
Black Flag and the Ramones.
So I feel like there was quite a bit of damage done. I think that if the riot police wasn't already there, everything would have been smooth. I think when you show up, you're ready to go and stop a riot.
Yeah.
You're going to irritate people.
Yep.
And they're going to act out. I don't know. To me, you're just instigating the problem.
That's right. That will be a recurring theme in most of these little stories.
Okay.
What got me thinking of this idea was the last story I'll tell.
Okay.
But I thought, oh, I'm going to look into different punk shows that have ended in riots. Surprisingly enough, there's not a ton of them.
Okay.
Because they just want to go and slam dance. They want to do their mosh pitting and then they go home.
Yeah.
We'll continue to the next fiasco. October 10th, 1985. So it's only a year later. San Luis Obispo, California.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
Okay.
I have some family that lives
there. Really?
In. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know who the Dead Kennedys are?
I've heard of them.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you any of their songs.
No.
I
know that's probably a good thing. We won't get into their song titles.
Okay.
But they were a San Francisco-based punk band. They were playing the Veterans Memorial Building that night. And lead singer Jello Biafra.
Wow, what a name.
Not his real name.
Okay.
Interesting enough, he went to Boulder High here in Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah. He, Jello Biafra, obviously is his stage name.
Okay.
Had political ties to it.
Sure.
Not exactly sure I understood it, but at the time, I'm sure it meant something in the 80s. He was known for his shock value, his dark irony, his freedom of expression.
Mm-hmm.
He felt like he could do that.
Okay.
I mean, I mean, we're all free to express ourselves. And his social justice. And he was never dissuaded from controversial issues.
Okay.
Well, he had written a song mocking the California governor at the time. So the police were already on edge.
Okay. The governor at the time, was that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
At the time, it was Governor Brown. The police received calls about fights at the concert.
Okay.
Twice.
Okay.
The first time, they were able to de-escalate things.
Okay.
And get the show moving. The second time, almost 50 more officers showed up, took the stage, forcing people out. Like they were done.
Okay.
Like you're leaving.
Do you know at what point in the concert this was? Was it like halfway through? I'm not sure. Or?
I think it was during the Dead Kennedys set.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if they were like close to finishing or if like it was the beginning or like who knows.
Okay.
The police were not met with a friendly reaction. Go figure. Police pushed and they got pushed back.
Yep. Makes sense.
By the time everything was over and done, there was over $10,000 in damage. And at least 18 to 21 arrests.
Wow.
From what I read, there was only 500 people able to be in this venue. So okay. It was a small venue anyway. Jello Biafra kind of blamed both the crowd and the police.
Ooh.
Which was interesting. He was like, the kids shouldn't have been violent,
uh-huh.
but also the police shouldn't have been
so pushy.
Escalating it. The governor tried to have him arrested or sued for all the damage. I don't think it actually took.
Okay. So $10,000 in damage to the venue?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they had to come in to stop the fight, right?
Right.
But to shut it down, it's weird that they would have the authority to do that. Because all those people paid for their seats.
Yep.
And then, you know, obviously the band has the right to be there.
Right. Because
they were invited.
Again, don't anticipate it unless it's already happened, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe have a security.
Mm-hmm.
But also, when you see a mosh pit from the side, what does it look like?
It looks like a fight.
It looks like a fight. Those people are in there willingly.
Oh, yeah.
So
you want to be in a mosh pit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, again, I agree with you. I think it escalated because of the presence of the police.
I believe you can do way more good with de-escalation techniques.
Yes.
Than with you're moving out and I'm telling you what to do. Whereas I think you can calm people down and that has a much better effect.
Yep. I feel like over the years, they've kind of learned that a little bit.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. I think there's no reason for riot police to show up unless there's already a riot.
Exactly.
Also, California, you have a lot of bad experiences with riots. So I think maybe you can learn from some of your past mistakes.
I never thought about that, but that's true. To me, it's like they didn't understand this new thing to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just wanted to like put a stop to it before it could even become a thing. So
it's so funny. I think there were much bigger fish to fry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the 80s, there must have been a lot of weird stuff happening in the 80s.
Yeah.
That, I mean, much more concerning than punk rock.
Well, that was fiasco number two. We're going to move all the way up to Punk Show 1995.
Wow.
Okay. It was called Punk Show 1995.
So I was 2 years old.
All right. Costa Mesa. We're back in California. June 16th, 1995, to be exact.
Okay.
20-some punk bands were scheduled to perform, including Sublime.
Okay.
You know Sublime.
Punk band, yep. I know Sublime.
Ska punk, yep.
Yeah, ska punk.
Yep.
Skunk.
Yeah.
You combine them together.
Yeah. They were one of the main reasons why people wanted to come to this show,
because
Sublime was becoming pretty big at the time.
Yep.
They canceled, but for a good reason. Bradley Knowles' baby boy had been born that very day.
Okay.
So he missed it for a very nice, good reason.
Yeah.
Well, the crowd was pretty disappointed anyway.
Mm-hmm. They don't care about their family.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They want to see their punk band. Well, one of the other main acts, Guttermouth. Have you ever heard of Guttermouth?
I don't think so.
No. They got on stage, and the lead singer, Mark Adkins, encouraged the crowd to get wild and supposedly told the crowd that they weren't going to play until they tore that place apart. So, yeah. So, supposedly he said this. Uh-huh. Later on, he denied everything about it. But he was arrested on the spot for inciting a riot.
Wow.
Because it happened.
Yeah.
They tore the place apart. 20 chairs ripped out. Grates, like to block the sewer system.
Okay.
Ripped out and tossed at cops.
Oh.
It was a pretty big fiasco. So, yeah, whether or not he actually said it, he was arrested. And when the plug was finally pulled for the show, riot police helicopters came in and started beating kids. Arrests.
Then be dropped in.
That's what I understood. I don't know how like intense it was, but this was like part of the research. But
I feel like this is way overkill.
Yeah. There was some, I think only half of the bands were able to play. So people paid for an all day event and they were all forced to leave.
Which would make me even more mad.
Yeah. Supposedly also the Mark Adkins, he got in a fight with one of the security in the backstage.
Yeah.
So maybe he was already like irritated anyway before they got on stage. Oh, so
he's already mad, gets on stage, tells everyone to tear up the place.
Yep. I actually saw Guttermouth probably in 1995. I was still in school.
Okay.
Their shows were just rowdy. They even had a thing where they would have people get on each other's shoulders and chicken fight mosh. So yeah, they'd get on their shoulders and people would run around and like try and mosh with other people on their shoulders. So they had rowdy shows anyway. But what I gather is he was just performing his show.
Yeah.
Like his rowdy show.
He's an actor. He's out there.
Yeah, he's a performer. Yeah. And he wanted to get the crowd excited because that's what you do when you go to a show.
That's what you pay for.
But yeah, exactly. But it didn't work out that way. So
tore it up, huh?
Tore it up. They tore up. They also wanted to sue them. The venue, I think it was eventually dropped because they couldn't prove whether or not he said those things.
Okay. So did he ever get arrested that night and he had to stay in jail?
Yeah. As far as I know, yes. Okay. Arrested, walk off stage, arrested, put in jail. I'll do a little more research. Maybe we'll come back to that at another later date.
Okay.
So that was Punk Show 95.
Okay.
So before I get to the last story, let me ask you one more question. Besides police, what else don't you think mixes with a punk rock show?
Military?
Yes.
The Coast Guard?
Nope. It is the military. So we're going to go to May 18th, 1996.
Okay.
The VFW on Colfax in Colorado. Do you know what the VFW is?
No.
Veterans of Foreign Wars. It's like a club, Elks Lodge or whatever, for soldiers who have fought in foreign wars.
Okay.
Veterans of Foreign Wars. So it's like their place to get together with other veterans.
But only veterans who have fought in foreign wars?
Yeah. This is the interesting twist.
Okay.
At the beginning, I asked you, had you ever been in a riot?
Correct.
And you said no.
You've been in a riot?
I have been in a riot.
How did that go?
This was 2 weeks before I was going to graduate. And me and two other friends decided we were going to go to see this Canadian punk band, Propagandhi. It was pretty exciting because the punk scene, which I actually shockingly was part of.
Okay.
I wasn't a crazy punk with spikes or anything, but I had small spikes in my combat boots and my flight jacket, you know.
Swag.
But yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I was one of the better, nicer punks, I guess. I was more into the ska scene.
Okay.
But punk was a big thing too. Okay. So if there was a popular punk band coming, we were all going to go see it. Well, we got there. It was oversold. It was up the upper part of this VFW. Okay. And
is it a big venue?
No. No, it's like a little just event area. There was way more kids there than there should have been.
Okay.
There was no air conditioning. It was 90 plus degrees up there.
Ooh.
And I remember me and my one friend, we were at the back because I was like, I didn't want to be in.
You wanted action. To be able to go.
Yeah. My other friend, whom I worked with, like he was like, no, I'm going to be in the action.
Okay.
Well, two bands, I believe, were able to play, which was fun. But it got hotter, obviously, because a bunch of kids running around. The police show up, took the stage, and they said, the show's over. There's too many, and it's too dangerous because of the heat.
Okay.
And so me and my friend, who are standing at the back, like, we're watching all this, the cops up on the stage. I think there's even YouTube video of it. He's telling everybody to leave, and I'm like, hey dude, like, we need to go. He's like, no, don't, like, don't worry, it'll be fine. Well, anyway,
your friends that you should never trust.
Not this time. So there was other cops, and they started kind of forcing people out back of this room. As it's happening, I saw a folding chair fly through the air and hit a cop. This is no joke. And at that moment, my friend was like, okay, we can go.
Yes. So it's about to go.
We
down.
Ran down the hall. Like, we were standing by the exit. We run out, and by the time we're like by the street, kids were pouring out.
Oh yeah.
There's mace being sprayed. There's kids being like thrown to the ground. Somebody threw something through the back of a cop car window. I still had a friend in there somewhere. I didn't know if he was like,
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
So buddy. We're running to my truck. I had a truck at the time, and I'm like, we got to go. So we like, we got in the car or my truck, and we're driving down up the street, like past the VFW. And I see my friend running down the street, and I'm like, dude,
you got it.
And
I'm not stopping. Yeah,
exactly.
Jump.
He jumped in and we took off. And later on that night, we found out that there were arrests and cops had like stitches. And
oh,
like, I wouldn't say there was probably a ton of damage, but definitely enough to like make the news.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in a riot, but I did not get arrested.
Congratulations.
Never have been arrested.
Wow. That's again, actually really funny.
Yeah. I want to preface that I do not condone these actions. The main band, Propagandhi, never got to take the stage.
They're like, yes.
Yeah. So, man. But yeah, those were my fiascos for the week.
That's really entertaining. One of the best stories I've ever heard. Yeah. I was in a riot.
Not your typical zoot suit riot.
Well, how many police officers would you say?
I would say probably about 20. It was pretty interesting.
I've never been involved in anything like that.
There you have it. That's my thought for the week. I was really debating on like two or three other stories, but
yeah.
That one was...
It just stole your heart.
It did.
Yeah. That was good. That was entertaining. So the moral of the story.
How should I say this? I probably should say don't go to the punk rock show for some of our listeners. But if you're going to go to the punk rock show, stand towards the back.
Yes.
And know when to leave.
Yep. Always stay near an exit.
That's right. If you see a police come in that shouldn't be there, it's time to leave. Because that is something that is common in all of these stories.
Who called the police? Was it security at the...
So no, place? I don't think so. I think who called the police was the venue boss. Because I think I read one time that he was worried that he would get in trouble for an unsafe environment.
Oh, okay.
But not because of the punks, but because there was no AC.
Yeah.
And it was well over 90 degrees.
That's just like, doesn't even sound fun anymore.
Yeah. No, it was.
When it's that hot.
It was not.
Oh, and that many people next to each other?
Yeah. And I had been to other punk shows, and they went off without so much as a A punch.
Not even a rude comment?
Yeah, not even, well, I'm sure there was plenty of rude comments, but.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Fiasco.
Yeah. Yes, fiasco. Surprisingly, though, too, it doesn't matter what genre of music. If you have that one stupid person.
Yes.
It's going to ruin it for everyone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just like in school.
Yeah.
Where you had that one student who just couldn't keep his mouth shut.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I think if that chair wouldn't have been thrown, I think they would have been able to get us out. I could still see it in my mind, right? It just like, boom.
Hit him right in the head.
Right, huh? Square in the head. Poor guy.
Crazy people.
Yep. Punk rock.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Say no. Say no. Just say no.
Thank you guys for listening to another episode. Please follow us on Twitter at FX3Podcast. Our Instagram is at F3Pod_cast. And Facebook is Failures, Flops, and Fiascos. Please feel free to submit your fail of the week to FX3Podcast@gmail.com. Thanks again, guys, and we'll see you next time. Thank you guys for listening to another episode. Please follow us on Twitter at FX3Podcast. Our Instagram is at F3Pod_cast. And Facebook is Failures, Flops, and Fiascos. Please feel free to submit your fail of the week to FX3Podcast@gmail.com. Thanks again, guys, and we'll see you next time.